You're listening to New Technia. AMD is building an entire AI machine to challenge NVIDIA, not just another chip. AMD is preparing Helios, a rack-scale AI system that combines processors, networking, and software into one platform aimed at challenging NVIDIA. Major commitments from Anthropic and Microsoft give the strategy credibility, but deployments, independent benchmarks, power efficiency, and software maturity will determine whether it becomes a true alternative. For years, the race for artificial intelligence hardware has been described as a contest between chips. AMD is now making a larger bet. The winning product may be the entire computing system, from processors and memory to networking, cooling, and software. The 30-second summary. What happened? AMD is presenting Helios, its first rack-scale AI platform, alongside its next-generation Instinct accelerators and EPYC Venice processors. Why does it matter? Large AI customers increasingly buy complete systems, not isolated chips, and NVIDIA currently dominates that market. What is the catch? Most large deployments begin later, while independent performance, reliability, and energy efficiency results remain limited. Key number. Anthropic plans to deploy up to 2 gigawatts of AMD Instinct MI450 series GPUs in Helios systems, with the first gigawatt expected to begin in the first half of 2027. Why one chip is no longer enough? An advanced AI accelerator can be extremely fast on its own and still perform poorly inside a large data center. Thousands of processors must exchange enormous quantities of data without spending too much time waiting for memory or network connections. That is why the competition has moved to what the industry calls a rack-scale system, a cabinet engineered as one computing machine. The manufacturer coordinates the accelerators, central processors, memory, network switches, cables, cooling, and software instead of asking customers to assemble the pieces themselves. NVIDIA turned this approach into a powerful commercial advantage. Its hardware arrives with a mature software ecosystem and tightly integrated networking. AMD's Helios is an attempt to offer a credible alternative across that same stack. What AMD is putting inside Helios? AMD says Helios will combine Instinct MI455X accelerators from its MI450 family with EPYC Venice server processors, Bensando networking, and its ROCm software platform. The system is designed for both training AI models and inference, the stage when a deployed model responds to users. Inference is becoming especially important as chatbots, coding assistants, and autonomous agents answer more requests. The key question is no longer only how quickly a model can be trained, but how many useful answers a data center can produce for a given amount of electricity and money. AMD's annual advancing AI event in San Francisco is intended to show customers how these parts work together. It is also a strategic message. AMD wants to be evaluated as an infrastructure supplier, rather than simply as the maker of a competing GPU. Big customers make this more than a presentation. The strongest evidence behind the strategy is customer commitment. AMD and Anthropic announced an agreement covering up to 2 gigawatts of MI450 series capacity. AMD also committed to invest as much as $5 billion in Anthropic, while the companies plan to use Claude to optimize workloads and accelerate development of AMD's ROCm software. Microsoft has separately said it will deploy next-generation AMD infrastructure through Azure. These agreements do not prove that Helios will outperform NVIDIA, but they give AMD something essential, demanding customers that can expose weaknesses, improve the software, and demonstrate whether the platform works at scale. More competition could benefit the wider industry. AI laboratories want alternatives to a single dominant supplier. Cloud providers want leverage over pricing, and developers benefit when hardware standards and software tools become more open. The real battle is software and electricity. Hardware specifications attract attention, but software often determines whether a new platform succeeds. Developers have spent years building around NVIDIA's CUDA ecosystem. Moving important workloads requires compatible tools, reliable libraries, debugging support, and predictable performance. Electricity is equally decisive. A rack may deliver impressive peak performance while creating difficult power and cooling demands. Operators will compare total useful output, downtime, energy consumption, and the cost of running models, not only the advertised speed of a processor. Before we overstate the challenge to NVIDIA, several Helios deployments are commitments for 2027, not systems already operating at the promised scale. Company specifications and partner announcements are not substitutes for independent, workload-specific benchmarks. NVIDIA retains a major advantage in software adoption, developer familiarity, networking, and installed infrastructure. The 2-gigawatt figure describes potential capacity under an agreement, not a guaranteed amount deployed immediately. What happens next? The first meaningful test will be whether customers receive Helios on schedule and can run real models reliably at competitive cost. Independent comparisons should examine inference throughput, energy use, network performance, and the effort required to move software from NVIDIA systems. AMD does not need to defeat NVIDIA everywhere to change the market. If Helios becomes a dependable second option for major AI deployments, it could reduce dependence on one supplier and turn the next phase of the AI hardware race into a contest between complete computing ecosystems. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.